Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 13th. Today's word is cacophony, spelled C-A-C-O-P-H-O-N-Y. Cacophony is a noun that means harsh or discordant sound. It's a synonym of the word dissonance, specifically harshness in the sound of words or phrases. Cacophony can also mean an incongruous or chaotic mixture, a striking combination. Here's the word in a sentence from Lemony Snicket's The Miserable Mill. But never in their most uneasy dreams did they expect the cacophony, a word which here means the sound of two metal pots being banged together by a nasty foreman standing in the doorway holding no breakfast at all, that awoke them. Words that descend from the Greek word phoné are making noise in English. Why? Because phoné means sound or voice. Cacophony comes from a joining of the Greek prefix kak, from kakos, meaning bad, with phoné, so it essentially means bad sound. Symphony, a word that indicates harmony or agreement in sound, traces to phoné and the Greek prefix syn, which means together. Polyphony refers to a style of musical composition in which two or more independent melodies are juxtaposed in harmony, and it comes from a combination of phoné and the Greek prefix poly, meaning many. And euphony, a word for a pleasing or sweet sound, combines phoné with eu, E-U, a prefix that means good. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.